Two developers in the town of the Blue Mountains have told council they will not be including any affordable or attainable housing units in their projects. At council's meeting on November 14, representatives for the Long Point Road Plan of Subdivision and the Laura Bay Development made separate written and verbal comments to council regarding their proposals. At council's committee of the whole meeting on November 1, the Long Point Development sought approval from council for its plan. At the same meeting, Laura Bay sought an extension of approval in order to complete Phase 6 of the development. Council turned back both requests and requested more information from the proponents on affordable, attainable housing. "We agree on the urgent need for affordable housing, however a common element condominium, and this one specifically, is not the place for it," Laura Bay Representative Richard Schumacher said in a report to council. "With average home prices well over $1 million and the additional condo fees and contributions necessary from residents to support the amenities and infrastructure of the Laura Bay community, the resulting financial burden is not the right environment for affordable housing. It would be grossly unfair to provide an affordable home, which is then buried in condo fees." Andrew Pascuzzo represented Long Point and said if council did not support approval of the proposal, it would likely end up at the Ontario Land Tribunal, OLT. "If council refuses the applications, they will need to hire a private planner to support council's position at an OLT hearing. The town of the Blue Mountains' official plan does not include any requirement for affordable housing. Tara Brooke does not intend to include any affordable housing units in this development," Pascuzzo said in a report to council. On the Laura Bay matter, council received numerous written and verbal concerns about ongoing issues regarding that development. Town staff advised that approving an extension for Phase 6 would give the town the opportunity to work to resolve the issues raised. "We heard today a number of questions and concerns from local residents," said Director of Legal Services Will Thompson. "The practical reality is this is the last phase. If there are things that need tidied up, this is the chance to do it." Ultimately, council approved an extension for Laura Bay until September 30, 2023 in a 5-0 vote. Mayor Aylar Soever was absent. Council also approved the Long Point development in 4-1 vote with Cown. Paula Hope opposed. However, the two approvals did not come without members of council making some pointed comments about the responses from the developers on affordable, attainable housing. "I'm a little frustrated with the answers we get from developers on questions about affordable and attainable housing. Ours is too expensive. Try the one down the street. We're running out of down the streets," said Cown. Rob Sampson. "It better start fitting in some areas." Cown. Bill Abbotts challenged the development community to start working with the town on the issue. "We understand some places might not be appropriate for affordable, attainable housing units," said Abbotts. "Some developers have found alternative and voluntary ways to help out with this crisis."